Through Love's Lens. A companion's view on traveling with her disabled partner. Daniel, George's fiancé, isn't his caretaker in the traditional sense of the word. She's not there to help him in the way many might think. She's his partner, a co-conspirator in the mission of making life work smoothly. They're in it together, fully. It's about collaboration and mutual respect at work in their organization Access Initiatives, where George is the founder and Daniel the chief marketing officer, and at home. Daniel describes George as funny, loyal, a superhuman who is also a pilot and he can crochet. Another endearing trait is that he checks on her family members and his, every morning. When they travel overseas, she might handle the logistics, like booking flights or figuring out how to fit his wheelchair and luggage in the trunk of a rental car, but George brings his own superhuman strengths to the table. Together, they form a system that's perfectly calibrated to make travel not just possible, but meaningful. Planning is a significant part of every trip. Calls are made. Backup plans are devised and then back UPS for the back UPS. And packing, oh, they're pros at it. Travel light, multifunctional clothing, and a meticulous method of folding and organizing, these are their trade secrets. You might think this sounds exhausting. And maybe, for anyone else, it would be. But for Daniel and George, this is just life. And there's beauty in it. Obstacles encountered aren't just hurdles to clear, their opportunities to refine their teamwork, because it's not really about the destination, it's about how they get there together. The funny thing is, despite the extra layers of planning and consideration that come with their travel, Daniel never feels like it's a burden. "I don't feel overwhelmed," she says. Instead, she's always activated, always alert, always prepared. There's a routine to it now, a rhythm they've built over time. A backup George's leg braces might be packed in her bag, their daughter might carry his crutches, and they might have snacks tucked away for everyone. But it all feels normal to them. It's their version of family travel. And let's talk about George for a second. Yes, he's a wheelchair user. But as Daniel loves to say, George is strong. Strong enough to laugh at the world's expectations, strong enough to build things with their son, to train fellow disabled members at the gym, to shoot off emails while Daniel carries the bags, to also carry bags on his legs during travel, and strong enough to be independent. He's not someone waiting to be helped. He's an active partner, pulling his weight and making things happen. Yet, it's not all smooth sailing. There are moments when they're reminded that the world isn't always built with George in mind. Like the time at airport security when he was sitting in his wheelchair, forgotten. They had called ahead, but somehow, he still ended up waiting, stuck behind the TSA line as the minutes ticked by. In that moment, Daniel's protective instincts kicked in. She was not afraid to advocate, to speak up, but she did not make a scene. It was about quietly demanding the respect they deserve, about making sure that George is seen, heard, and treated as any other traveler. What's striking about Daniel and George's travel stories is not the challenges they face, but the grace with which they handle them. They're not bitter. They're not angry at the world. They simply move forward, doing what they need to do to make the world work for them. And when things go wrong, they pivot. There's always a backup plan. Always another way to solve the problem. For them, travel is a kind of dance, a choreography of compromises, accommodations, and, most of all, adaptability. They know that not every place is going to be accessible. And that's okay. They're not out to change the world with every trip they take. But they do leave a mark on it, in quiet ways. In every restaurant they visit, in every airport they pass through, they make people pause. They make people think. And sometimes, that's enough. And then there are the moments of pure joy, the times when all the planning pays off and they get to experience the simple thrill of being on vacation together. Those moments when they're not thinking about logistics or accessibility, but just living. Just being. For Daniel and George, travel reminds them of who they are as individuals and as a team. They're not bound by George's disability, nor are they defined by the challenges they face. Instead, they are bound by love, trust, and a mutual understanding that life, whether on the road or at home, is a journey best traveled together. So, does travel bring them closer? Absolutely. Because, for them, travel is a reminder that, no matter where they go, they'll always find a way to make it work. Together.